Chapter 28. Suicide. The summons came by telephone at the moment when Poirot was sitting down to his morning coffee and rolls. He lifted the telephone receiver, and Battle's voice spoke, "That Monsieur Poirot?"
"Yes, it is. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?"
The mere inflection of the superintendent's voice had told him that something had happened. His own vague misgivings came back to him.
"But quickly, my friend, tell me.
It's Mrs. Lorimer."
"Lorimer, yes."
"What the devil did you say to her? Or did she say to you yesterday? You never told me anything. In fact, you let me think that the Meredith girl was the one we were after." Poirot said quietly,
"What has happened?"
"Suicide."
"Mrs. Lorimer has committed suicide?"
"That's right. It seems she's been very depressed and unlike herself lately. Her doctor had ordered her some sleeping stuff. Last night, she took an overdose." Poirot drew a deep breath.
"There is no question of accident?"
"Not in the least. It's all cut and dried. She wrote to the three of them."
"Which three?"
"The other three. Roberts, Despard, and Miss Meredith. All fair and square, no beating about the bush. Just wrote that she would like them to know that she was taking a shortcut out of all the mess. That it was she who had killed Shaitana, and that she apologized. Apologized to all three of them for the inconvenience and annoyance they had suffered. Perfectly calm, businesslike letter. Absolutely typical of the woman. She was a cool customer, all right." For a minute or two, Poirot did not answer. So this was Mrs. Lorimer's final word. She had determined, after all, to shield Anne Meredith. A quick, painless death, instead of a protracted, painful one. And her last action, an altruistic one. The saving of the girl with whom she felt a secret bond of sympathy. The whole thing planned and carried out with quite ruthless efficiency. A suicide carefully announced to the three interested parties. What a woman. His admiration quickened. It was like her. Like her clear-cut determination, her insistence on what she had decided being carried out. He had thought to have convinced her, but evidently she had preferred her own judgment. A woman of very strong will. Battle's voice cut into his meditations.
"What the devil did you say to her yesterday? You must have put the wind up her, and this is the result. But you implied that the result of your interview was definite suspicion of the Meredith girl."
Poirot was silent a minute or two. He felt that dead, Mrs. Lorimer constrained him to her will, as she could not have done if she were living. He said at last, slowly,
"I was in error."
They were unaccustomed words on his tongue, and he did not like them.
"You made a mistake, eh?" said Battle.
"All the same, she must have thought you were onto her. It's a bad business, letting her slip through our fingers like this."
"You could not have proved anything against her," said Poirot.
"No, I suppose that's true. Perhaps it's all for the best. You, didn't mean this to happen, Monsieur Poirot."
Poirot's disclaimer was indignant. Then he said,
"Tell me exactly what has occurred."
"Roberts opened his letter just before 8 o'clock. He lost no time, dashed off at once in his car, leaving his parlour maid to communicate with us, which she did. He got to the house to find that Mrs. Lorimer hadn't been called yet, rushed up to her bedroom, but it was too late. He tried artificial respiration, but there was nothing doing. Our divisional surgeon arrived soon after and confirmed his treatment."
"What was the sleeping stuff?"
"Veronol, I think. One of the barbiturate group. At any rate, there was a bottle of tablets by her bed."
"What about the other two? Did they not try to communicate with you?"
"Despard is out of town. He hasn't had this morning's post."
"And Miss Meredith?"
"Well, I've just rung her up."
"Eh bien?"
"She had just opened the letter a few minutes before my call came through. Post is later there."
"What was her reaction?"
"Well, a perfectly proper attitude. Intense relief, decently veiled. Shocked and grieved, and that sort of thing."
Poirot paused a moment. Then he said,
"Where are you now, my friend?"
"At Cheney Lane."
"Bien. I will come round immediately.